This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley of TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. Nellie Mackay is a young singer, songwriter, and performer whose career path, while still in its early stages, has been defiantly non-traditional. Musically, her songs draw on everything from jazz and pop to cabaret and hip-hop. Lyrically, she can be starkly honest or playfully silly. She appeared on Broadway in a revival of the Threepenny Opera opposite Alan Cumming and Cyndi Lauper, and once had dreams of being a jazz singer. And her new album, a collection of standards sung by one of her favorite singers, allows her to embrace her inner cabaret diva. It's called Normal as Blueberry Pie, a tribute to Doris Day. Here's a song from that CD, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Doris Day sang it in the film Tea for Two. It's called Do Do Do.
Oh, do, do, do what you done, done, done before. Baby, do, do, do what I do, do, do adore. Baby, let's try again, sigh again, fly again to heaven. Baby, see, it's ABC. I love you and you love me. I know, no, no, what a bo, bo, bo should do. Baby, so don't say it won't come true. Baby, my heart begins to hum. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum. So do-do-do what you done-done-done before.
Nellie Mackay from her Doris Day tribute CD, Normal as Blueberry Pie. Nellie Mackay visited Terry Gross in the Fresh Air Studios in 2007 when her third album, Obligatory Villagers, was released. She brought her ukulele and opened with a song from that earlier CD.
Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Feminists just want to be alone. Ooh, 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 ooh. Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They have a tumor on their funny bone. They say child molestation isn't funny. Rape and degradation's just a crime. Lighten up, ladies, rampant prostitution, sex for money. What's wrong with that? Can't these chicks do anything but whine? Dance break. But no gun control. Won't these women ever get a lie? Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Poor Hillary. Feminists and vegetarians. Make mine a Big Mac. Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They're far too sensitive to ever be a ham. That's why these feminists just need to find a man. Da, 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 da.
Oh, bravo, that was great. That's really,
thanks,
really fun. That song kind of sums up just some of the things I like about you. I mean, it's really funny and trenchant. And you have a beautiful voice. And you're singing about a very contemporary set of themes here, But the style of music that you're playing, I mean, it was almost vaudevillian, like tap dancing. So you're bringing together these different eras musically and lyrically.
Oh, well, thank you. I think there are nice things about every era. I wish we could just take the nice things.
Now, in the song we just heard about feminism, I mean, do you consider yourself a feminist?
Well, yes, but I also know I'm a hypocrite, but not just in regards to feminism, in regards to everything. I think that's, it's unavoidable, but at the same time, you try your best to reconcile your belief system with your actions.
What makes you a hypocrite? A hypocrite in terms of feminism?
A hypocrite. I like a hypocrite.
Hypocrite, yes.
Yeah. It's that political ideal and the personal reality. For instance, even, having a career, and being ambitious in that way is kind of, it's a capitalist ethos. It's not a, all for all mentality. There's a lot of me there. And maybe you want to be big so then you can spread your communist message, but that in itself is a contradiction.
There's something like so sweet about some of the standards from, say, like the 20s and 30s. And you wrote a song that was on your first album that's kind of in the manner of those songs about, getting married, having a little white house at the end of Honeymoon Lane, that kind of song. But your version of it is all of the things that have become cliches and for you probably undesirable in some way, or at least that version of it is undesirable. And the song I'm thinking of, I think I've not done a very good job of describing it, but the song I'm thinking of is I Want to Get Married, it just seems to me like your take on a certain kind of standard that you don't feel like you could really sing honestly.
Oh, no, I'm sure I will fall again and be able to sing them honestly again. But at this moment, there's a certain breeziness that preempts a maudlin rendition. Well, I've been doing very maudlin renditions, but now I'm breezy. I'm like Ellen DeGeneres when she talks about walking around in a hospital gown. I'm flap, flap, flapping in the breeze.
Do you want to do a few bars if I want to get married?
Yes. Yes, I need a spouse. I want a nice, leave it to beaverish, golden retriever, and a little white house. I want to get married. I need to cook meals. Wanna pack cute little lunches for my Brady Bunches, then read Danielle Steele. I wanna escape this red race I've created. I'm feeling enervated. I don't care if I make just want to bake a sugar cake for you to take to work in the morn. And I'll stay home cleaning the dishes and keeping your wishes all warm. I wanna get married. That's why I was born.
That's Nelly Mackay. What were you thinking when you wrote the song? What were you thinking about?
Well, it was lament. I wanted to get married, I realized no matter what you want, it's kind of a fantasy.
So my take on it was all wrong. It wasn't your shout out and critique of of standards from the 20s and 30s.
No. But I mean, you can criticize something you strive for, and you can avoid something you dream about.
Nellie Mackay visiting Terry Gross in 2007. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to Terry's 2007 interview with songwriter, singer, and pianist Nellie Mackay. Her new CD, a collection of standards, is called Normal as Blueberry Pie, a tribute to Doris Day. Here's another song from that new CD.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
Now, you were born in London, moved to New York when you were two with your mother after your parents separated, but you spent your high school years in the Poconos. There's a really interesting jazz scene there. Phil Woods lives there, Bob Dureau, the singer-songwriter and pianist, and a whole bunch of other musicians. And Bob Dureau is on your new CD. Were you, as a teenager, did you know the people in that scene from there?
I did. I used to bug them when I was in high school, and now I've come back to underpay them. So I think they're all grateful to have made my acquaintance. And they're just a bunch of pussycats.
When you were in high school and you knew Phil Woods and you knew Bob Dureau, were you thinking then that you would be a jazz singer? Were you thinking then that you'd be writing your own songs?
No, I've always looked for the easy way out, and singing other people's songs seems easier. But it just didn't happen for me. So we're stuck here in this cesspool of bad poetry.
It seems to me you have like a really pretty voice, but in your songs you usually don't want to be pretty. I mean, you're often saying pretty cutting things in your lyrics. I think it's just a really interesting paradox of who you are as a performer, that there's this like beauty in what you're capable of doing, which you sometimes intentionally undercut by what you sing about. I'm going to ask you to do a few bars of a song called Manhattan Avenue. This is also from your first album. And this is an example of what I mean. I mean, it sounds like really pretty, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's not so pretty. Can you tell the story behind the song before you play it?
I had a lovely, childhood. But there, you still see a lot of things.
This is a period when you were living in New York City, I think in Harlem.
That's right, in Harlem. And, you know, there was a lot of beauty there. The older people in the building, even they had some problems. I mean, Lionel, there's a man named Lionel in the song. He did kind of guard over the building, but he also eventually got evicted for having too many prostitutes in his apartment. We had some good friends in the building that we kept in touch with a while, and not much education, you know, I mean, and you can see that in the Christmas cards, but that makes them all the more poignant, just in when it's harder for them to do something, and yet they do a more beautiful job than people who have all the privilege in the world. We got a lot of our cats from the alley next door, and the older women, especially in our neighborhood, would put out food for the cats and for the pigeons, and yet largely the young men would sick their pit bulls on them. And my mother once saw a cat's throat torn out in front of her by a pit bull. And this was a cat we had. We were probably going to adopt. So a lot of mixed messages.
And you mentioned the pit bulls in this lovely melody. And this is Manhattan Avenue. Why don't you play it for us?
Send a breeze, a pit bull's yelp, a tender squeeze, a cry for help. Make it now and make it fast. Such memories can never last. I long for the days, music and mayhem. Mama's a smiling friend in the scuzzy hue of the streetlight, Manhattan Avenue. Lionel, please watch or outdoor the children tease. I beg for more chip and paint. The ceiling's spent. Oh, ain't it great? Can't make the rent. I long for the days kittens are meowling, junkies are prowling deep in the jazzy hue of the streetlight, Manhattan Avenue. What strange advice that a mugger and a child should share the same paradise. Oh, but dreams come true on Manhattan Avenue.
That's Nellie McKay performing her song Manhattan Avenue. You mentioned a mugger in that last line. Is there a specific mugger that you're thinking of in that line?
Oh, I am. Yeah. I want to say hi to my mugger if I'm listening. If he's listening. I'm sorry. I want to say hello. I want to give a shout out because he only spent about, I think, a year in the joint, and then he got out and he was looking for us, but we were breaking down somewhere in South Dakota, so he couldn't get us again. Yeah, he came by and he said, "Give me the oop money or I'll oop the kid up," and we just laughed. We thought he was a friend of ours, and then he kept saying it, and then we figured out, oh, he wasn't a friend of ours. But then my mother, being as swift and ruthless as she is, she didn't even toss him her real wallet. She tossed him her dummy wallet, and then and so all he got was $2 and a couple of bad credit cards that had no money on them anyway. And then he took off sauntering down the street, and my mom was yelling after him, "Yeah, you better run! You better run!" I don't know if he did start to run. And then we got him in a lineup, but then we were beginning to think maybe it's time to leave New York.
Your mother carried around a dummy wallet for muggers?
Oh, yeah. But I think, for those listening, it's probably gone up from $2 now. you should always account for inflation.
Nellie McKay visiting the Fresh Air Studios in 2007. Her new CD, a collection of standards, is called Normal as Blueberry Pie, a Tribute to Doris Day. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.